Welcome to the Show Up Society podcast, where I talk about showing up for your goals one tiny step at a time. I'll help you break down your big fat dreams into tiny bite-sized pieces that are totally doable as long as you just keep showing up. I talk about anything from running to creativity to mindset to small business to whatever else comes up. You'll see how just showing up for yourself every day in the tiniest way can make a huge impact and change your life. I'm your host, Tammy Bennett, artist, coach, habit keeper, and idea machine. I can't wait to cheer you on. So let's get started. Hey, friend, welcome to episode 162 of the Show Up Society podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about a trait that successful people have. At least all the successful people I know of all seem to have this trait. And here's the good news. Even if you don't have it yet, you can work on it. You can become it. You can own it. You can have it. You can create it in you. And then you get to go have some success. How fun is that? I think we're just going to dig right in. I'm not going to give you any behind the scenes this week because I feel all revved up. Good things are in the works, but I don't feel ready to talk about them yet. I'm still formulating, putting things together, but I just feel this like welling up of energy and goodness, and I am just ready to show up for you and for my clients and for the people in my little part of the universe. I hate it when people are like, I have great things happening, but I'm not going to tell you about them. I feel like, come on, just tell me. But I'm not ready to talk about them yet. But it sort of just released a little bit of that pressure valve for me to just tell you that like things are a cooking and you're just going to have to wait and see what they are. And speaking of waiting for things, that sort of brings me into the topic of today. So a trait of successful people that I see, I've seen this in my own life when I have started creating success. I've seen it with the clients that I work with. I've seen it in the mentors that I look up to. I've seen it in a lot of athletes that I look up to. And that is the willingness to wait for it to happen. And I don't mean waiting passively like in your bed or on the couch with your cute little puppies or your kitties. I mean putting in the work and having belief over and over and over, even when you don't see results, and being willing to do it for a long time, being willing to do it until you see the results. So I thought of this topic because if you've been listening, you know that I have started strength training. I am going to work out in the gym twice a week with my personal trainer. And I've gone for a month now. And every time I come home and every day in between, I kind of check myself out in the mirror. And I'm looking for those like toned lines on my arms, like those really cool lines that you get like by your triceps or your deltoids. And they're not really popping out yet, even though I'm working really hard in the gym. And I keep thinking like, oh, why am I not seeing results yet? I've been working so hard. And then I'm like, Tammy, you need to cool your jets. You've gone to like whatever it is now, like 8 sessions. Things don't happen overnight. Some things do, but a lot of things don't happen overnight. And I ask myself, am I willing to keep going to the gym, to keep showing up, to keep believing in my strength and my body for 2 years? Because it could legit take 2 years to get to the point where I want my body to be, where I'm feeling really strong, really coordinated, flexible, cardiovascularly stellar. I don't know, right? So, but this is the thing that I see when I'm coaching clients is we all want that immediate gratification. We want to put something out into the world and see results really quickly, like within minutes or days or maybe a month. But we forget that so many things take a long time and we just have to be willing to keep believing in ourselves, to keep showing up, to keep doing the work from that place of belief, and to keep believing even when we don't see results yet. and to know that we are putting in the work for that future time when it's all going to come into fruition. So I see this a lot with my business clients too. So they'll put an offer out, or they'll send an email with an offer, or they'll put their work on Instagram and or social media, and they're so upset that nobody has bought it. And they're like, nope, it's not working. Nope, it didn't work. I put an email out 2 weeks ago and nobody bought anything. And I say to them, are you willing to keep believing that your clients or your customers want what you have? And are you willing to keep putting emails out over and over and over until they buy? And if the answer is yes, I'm willing to keep doing this. And you can try different methods. I'm not saying you have to try the same thing over and over, because if it's like, if it doesn't look like it's working, you might want to test out some things. But are you willing to believe that it's going to happen? And are you willing to keep showing up and trying different things, trying different emails, different subject lines, different subject matter, until you get those purchases, until you get those new clients and customers? If the answer is yes, then you will find success. With my running clients, they'll do a speed workout, and then they're like, okay, next time I race, I should be able to PR, which is personal record for those of you who don't know. And they think that all of a sudden, now that they've trained a couple times or done a couple speed workouts, that now all of a sudden they should be able to run their best time ever. And sometimes it doesn't work that way. Sometimes you have to train for months before you can have a PR. Or people that are kind of new to running or new to fitness will go exercise or do a run, and they're like, okay, when does this get easier? Because it's not easier yet. I ran twice and it hasn't gotten easier. And sometimes it's like, you just gotta keep putting in the time. Try some different kind of runs, maybe do a long run, maybe do a regular run, maybe do a speed run, and keep believing that you're becoming a runner. And then lo and behold, if you keep doing it, you will have that result that you want. I was just talking on the phone to my mom today, and she really loves Chihuahuas, and she has followed this Chihuahua breeder online, and followed their YouTube channel for about 2 years. And she finally, in the past week, decided to buy a Chihuahua from this breeder. And so I was just thinking about it in terms of that breeder. That breeder is raising these dogs with love. She is showing them on YouTube channels. She's posting about them. She shows up online all the time. She didn't even know my mom existed. She didn't know my mom was basically like stalking the YouTube channel for 2 years. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, and I'm putting that in air quotes because that's not what happened, but it feels like out of the blue, you have this customer come and say, I want to buy what you have. But that breeder was so willing to keep showing up, to keep loving the dogs, to keep showing the dogs, to keep advertising with belief that people were going to come and buy her dogs. And then it happened. 2 years it took for that one customer to say, yes, I'm ready to buy. So I want to ask you, are there times in your life similar to me where I'm looking in the mirror every day waiting for those toned muscles to just pop out? Are you doing a similar thing? Are you showing up a couple times and expecting results? If the answer is yes, the next question to ask yourself is, are you willing to keep doing this for months, for a year, for years? Are you willing to keep believing in yourself that you can get the result that you want? Are you willing to try a bunch of different things and see what works, see what moves the needle forward? And are you willing to keep showing up over and over until it happens? If the answer is yes, you will find success. Isn't that cool? And so if you're not feeling that way now, you can teach your brain, you can remind your brain, this is going to happen for me. I just need to keep showing up. If I just keep showing up with belief and with the willingness to try a few different things, it will happen for me. That's just period. That's just facts, friends. So look at the areas where you're impatient for results and just remind yourself it will happen for you and you just need to keep showing up. One thing that I love to think about is, so if we just go back to my example and my strength training, if it takes me 2 years to get the fitness that I'm looking for, in 2 years from now, let's say I have that fitness, am I going to really be sitting around complaining, well, hell, it took me 2 years and that sucks? No, No, friend, I am not going to complain about how long it took me because I'm going to be too busy celebrating the results and the process. I'm going to be so excited looking in the mirror, looking at my guns popping out that I'm not going to have any time to be upset about how long it took me. I'm not even going to care how long it took me because I'm going to be so pumped that I got the thing that I've wanted. Okay. I have another example. I was just watching, I don't even remember where it was, but I was just watching an interview with some of the best actors for movies in 2023, or I'm sorry, 2022. And they had on Ke-Huy Quan from Indiana Jones and Goonies. He was in those movies when he was very young. And he loved acting so much. And then he just found that it was incredibly hard for him to get acting jobs as an Asian. And he tried and tried. He was in a couple other movies. He was in Encino Man. And then it just got really hard and he wasn't hired for jobs. And so he actually took a break from acting and he did some other things sort of in the industry, but he always had that kind of itch in the back of his mind and that wish and that desire to act because it was really a passion of his. And I forgot like what year, but he decided like, I'm going to throw my hat back in the ring. He had a long talk with his wife and he was like, I really just feel like I need to put my name back in the ring and go for some jobs. I think it helped when Crazy Rich Asians came out and that sort of opened the door for some more Asians to be represented in Hollywood. And like, it was like 2 weeks later that I don't remember if it was like the directors or the producer of Everything Everywhere All at Once were looking for, you know, for casting the movie. And it was like literally 2 weeks later after Kay put his name kind of back in the ring. And so he auditioned for it. And he said it had been 23 years since he had auditioned. 23 years, but he had always had it in the back of his mind. He had tried to do other things in the industry. Finally, the time was right. He put himself back in the mix. He hired a movement coach, a dialect coach, voice coach. I forgot. He had like four or five coaches that he hired to get ready for this audition. And then he had the audition, didn't hear again back for like 2 or 3 months. And then he heard and had another audition and he got the job. And he was just saying like, he just had this belief that it was going to happen for him at some point. And he never gave up on his dream. And he put himself back in the ring. And it almost was a better story to him that he had that 23-year gap. He didn't regret all those years that went by at all. He's 51 years old. He's in this incredible movie. He was at this round table of amazing actors on the show that I was watching. And he was just absolutely glowing in this magic moment of this life that he has created and this experience. And so I just thought like, that is just so beautiful that he held that belief for all those years, even when it looked like it wasn't going to happen for him. He even took a break, took a step away from it, but he came back because he had this belief and he had this love and he had this passion and he knew that he could do it. And he put himself in the mix. He hired all these coaches. He got to work. He studied so hard for the audition. It was amazing. And in no way was he like, oh, took me 23 years to get here. None of that, because he was too busy celebrating. So don't think that just because it takes you longer than you want it to, that victory won't be as sweet. It's still going to be so sweet, friends. It's still going to be something so celebratory. Okay? So that's my message to you, friends. I'm going to go in the mirror in the bathroom and check out my guns. Maybe they're popping a little bit. I know you guys do that too. Please tell me. Okay. Come to my Instagram. Let me know in the comments that you also check your guns or your abs, your quads, whatever it is, like right after you do a workout. I know you do it. Let's be friends and like just talk about it together. Okay. If you love what I talked about on this episode, you're going to love working with me one-on-one because the way I show up on this podcast is how I show up with you. Okay? So if you want to learn how to keep showing up for you, if you want to learn how to keep showing up as you, as your authentic, truliest, youiest self, and if you want to go after the things that you want in this world and to put them into your life, I can help you. If that's interesting to you, go to showupsociety.com/coaching and set up a consultation call with me. We can just chat for an hour and see if we're a great fit. I look forward to meeting you, and I look forward to hearing about your dreams and your goals, and I look forward to helping you make them happen. Okay, in the meantime, I will see you back here next week for the next episode. And I want to thank you for showing up for this episode of the podcast. And I'll go out there and show up for yourself. Loyal podcast listener, thank you so much for listening all the way through the end of this episode. I would love it if you come onto Instagram and find me at Show Up Society and go into my DMs and tell me what you are working on and what you are willing to keep working on until it happens for you, because I want to cheer you on. Okay? Keep being you, friend.